This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why would anyone think that our corrupt government sees communist China as an enemy? They have been close partners for over 50 years. In 1971, after Mao Zedong spent years calling for the invasion of America, Henry Kissinger, acting as President Nixon's special representative, secretly traveled to Beijing to open business relations with the CCP. George H.W. Bush then went to China as the director of the U.S. Liaison Office and paved the way for multinational outsourcing of America's labor markets. Fast forward to 2001, the inside job of taking down the Twin Towers accomplished many things for the corrupt U.S. government. It was the Pearl Harbor event that the neocons wrote they needed to launch their plan for a new American century. It was the catalyst for the Patriot Act, which is being used today to target American patriots. And it was a way to account for trillions of missing dollars. On the afternoon of September 10, 2001, U.S. Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld announced that the Pentagon was unable to account for $2.3 trillion.
The technology revolution has transformed organizations across the private sector. But not ours, not fully, not yet. We are, as they say, tangled in our anchor chain. Our financial systems are decades old. According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
The very next day, on 9/11, the Pentagon's budget offices took a direct hit and was destroyed. The markets closed for 2 weeks. Banks all across the nation were closed, and the missing $2.3 trillion was forgotten. With overwhelming evidence of 9/11 being a series of controlled demolitions, the debris and wreckage from the felled towers was not investigated. Instead, it was immediately shipped off to China. And on December 11th of that same year, China became a member of the World Trade Organization. Having been given favorable trading status by the U.S., the CCP was virtually exempt from violating human rights violations. And millions of Americans began losing their jobs as manufacturing was outsourced to CCP slave labor factories. Fast forward to the current era. Our government worked with the communist Chinese to weaponize COVID-19 and to further destabilize the American economy with forced lockdowns and deadly experimental vaccines that are still killing people to this day, including children. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics desperately publishes a fake jobs report claiming over 500,000 jobs when the actual numbers are more like 80,000. The housing market is collapsing. 41% of small businesses can't pay their rent. The U.S. debt is at $31 trillion. The Federal Reserve Bank is backed into a corner, and the crooked U.S. government needs another 9/11. And right on cue, a giant balloon, big enough to be seen by all, slowly creeps across the American skies. The average American is now talking about EMPs. Our government's partner, the CCP, takes credit, and a new bin Laden is born. The stage is now set for an EMP attack so that the banks have an excuse to close, steal the rest of America's wealth, making way for the CCP's digital yuan to become the new world reserve currency.
They are probing us everywhere, Martha. They're probing us in the Pacific with their fighter aircraft. We had a close incident not too many weeks ago. They're probing us in our home by putting propaganda on TikTok, poisoning our children. They're working in our schools and universities. This is just another example of the Chinese Communist Party's aggression.
Why would anyone think that our government is enemies with the communist Chinese? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Ah. cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. So glad you're joining me in this last hour. Tackling some great subjects today, I have some information for you on the so-called Chinese balloon, and I'll tackle that in a few minutes. My first, my guest today for these first few segments will be Dr. Simone Gold. She's founder of the American Frontline Doctors, also targeted and incarcerated for merely giving a speech on January 6th as an invited guest. And of course, Dr. Simone Gold, if you're unaware, been living in a cave, she is an MD, she is a JD, she's a licensed emergency physician and attorney visionary who led the pivotal press conference event that broke the spell of coronavirus panic in 2020, thank goodness, and created the most viral moment in modern media history. She became the founder of America's Frontline Doctors, the AFLDS, and now leads the nationwide movement to drain the science swamp, and I'm so happy to have her on the show. Dr. Gold, I know many out there are wondering about the government incarcerating you in a maximum prison for giving a speech on healthcare at January 6th, and you were demonized and fraudulently charged. Many are wondering about your experience. Would you speak to that before we get to the very, very important lawsuit that we need to discuss? But tell everybody about your experience. They need to hear.
Welcome. Yes. It was very shocking when the judge sentenced me to 60 days incarceration. And it was even more shocking when the Bureau of Prison then sent me to FDC Miami, which is a maximum security facility, not at all matching the conviction the plea agreement for misdemeanor trespass. I want to remind everybody that I've never heard of anybody going to prison for a misdemeanor, let alone a maximum security facility. I was very scared when I went. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It was a pretty intimidating environment in which a doctor, lawyer, mom, middle-aged, could find herself. But, you know, when I arrived there, they put me in isolation, which was horrific. That's what they did to the women. They didn't do that to the men. They did that ostensibly for COVID policies, but it was nonsense because they just didn't want to open up a ward for COVID. They just put the women in isolation. It was really terrible. 6x10 cell. I spent 8 days there. And then general population with people that were really high security risk, medium security risk, and low security risk like myself. And it was tough. It was tough.
I can only imagine. I can't imagine how terrifying that would be. Just terrifying.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I'm a very busy person, and so in the back of my mind was always work and things I had to do with work. But when you're in there, you know, time kind of grinds to a halt, and it's you have really nothing to do. There was no programming. You just really did nothing all day. I spent my time trying to read, and also I interviewed a lot of the women. It was an experience to be in such close proximity with women that were so different than myself. I got a lot of their stories. Through their stories, you can understand the failings of our criminal justice system, and I hope to one day put that in all a book and bring that to light, because you can see politically conservative people really need to wake up to what's going on in our criminal justice system. But at least on the women's side, there was a lot of people that really should not be held in prison, and our government just puts them in for a decade and throws away the key, and it's really not appropriate. Those stories are fascinating, and I will bring them to light one day.
I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you for that. You have a new website called goldcare.com. I really hope people check it out. Without Dr. Gold's efforts, I would most likely be a widow today. So I owe a lot to her in the way of waking so many people up and making sure that they got the right protocols to save their loved ones from the hospital, the socialized medicine hospital situation that was going on and is going on today. So let's talk about what's going on with the doctors, especially in California, these new scary things that are happening. Will you please let everybody know about those?
Oh my gosh. So you're right. You hit the nail on the head. We have socialized medicine in this country. Even if you've got private insurance, all policies are set by Medicare and the government, and your downstream private insurance really follows those policies. More importantly than even that is that we simply have like large influential stakeholders, like large hospital groups, for example, that are following government edicts to then do what the government wants. So we saw this in the era of COVID. We saw the government say, do XYZ policy, and if you comply with XYZ policy, you'll get extra money. That's what we saw in 2020, 2021. And it was very blatant that the doctor-patient relationship was really unimportant compared to the employee-doctor relationship. So the corporate hospital employer was listening to the government, getting money from the government to not put the patient's interest first. And this was very tragic. This is what we saw. And the bigger concern for this is that all of our healthcare costs amount to about 20% of our economy. And if we're allowing 20% of our economy to be essentially socialized anyway, for me, this is a national security risk. This is us tending towards an entire nation of socialized economy. And we just saw that loud and clear, you know, in the last 3 years.
Yes, Americans were truly faced with the idea that the doctors will do what they want to do and then tell you how that care is going to go. And people did not have a say.
Could I really just, I shouldn't have, I want to be really specific because you mentioned about your family, right? So there was direct policies where Medicare would pay the hospital more if they put you on a lethal protocol. I mean, that is shocking information. If you came into the hospital with COVID and you were admitted, which they always wanted to do because they got a very large payment, and you went on remdesivir and did not go on ivermectin, the hospital got a large, I don't want to say bonus, but like a large payout. And this is how we knew the system was corrupt beyond repair, because if it was just the money, the lobbying to get remdesivir paid, that'd be one thing. But why then not allow the patient to get ivermectin? Why that? And you have to wonder if Medicare policies were set to actually kill people.
And ivermectin was proven to be safe and effective for over 60 years, and remdesivir was just out of the gate after a failed trial with Ebola where it caused too much death.
Yes, exactly. So hydroxychloroquine was FDA approved for almost 70 years. It's used all over the world. It's a very safe drug. Ivermectin, a precursor, actually won the Nobel Prize in Medicine. And remdesivir is a failed drug. Remdesivir was too dangerous to use with the lethal Ebola virus. But suddenly we're using it for the much more mild SARS virus? Made no sense.
It didn't make sense. And the doctors were told to smile and say safe and effective. And we all knew the elephant in the room, and that was it had been out for 2 seconds and failed a trial. So for them to even say that was a lie, straight up lie to the patient's face. And so it was so destructive, so evil what was going on. And you stepped out in the forefront, risked everything. You didn't know you were risking everything at the time, did you?
I did not. People asked me. I had no idea. You know, I just wanted to say, you know, my reputation has been really badly maligned, and really I'm a person who came up through the system. I mean, right up until 2020, you couldn't say anything bad about me. You couldn't find anything bad about me. I went to law school. I went to medical school, had top grades, had no conflict, had no complaints, had no mal situations, lawsuits, nothing, literally zero. I was very much a product of the system.
You must be over the target.
I am definitely over the target. I accept that. I am most definitely over the target. And the target is, you know, human slavery. And we're not going to allow it.
It's amazing to me what's happened. And so you have something new, and I'm so glad that you've got this, because this is such a huge, huge, big deal. Gold Care is amazing, and this is what everybody was clamoring for. We were thinking, well, what options do we have? This is a huge option I want people to know about.
Yes, this is really important. So for the first year or two, everybody asked me how they could find early treatment. And then for the next year or two, everybody asked me, how can I find an ethical, honorable doctor who won't lie to me, who'll put me first, doctor-patient relationship? Let me tell you something, Kate, it's been pretty hard. We've amassed over the last few years those doctors that are like me, that are like-minded, that understand, you know, the patient comes first and that there should be no conflict between, you know, what's best for the patient. That should be the only thing that matters. When you put a financial intermediary, the government or an insurance company, in between that relationship, it all goes wrong. It all goes south. So GoldCare.com steps aside from the medical Marxist model that's currently running our healthcare institutions. We went from caring about the doctor-patient relationship and scientific integrity, we went to, you know, equity and diversity and health equality and, you know, one-size-fits-all pharmaceuticals. Literally, that's what's happened. So patients need to have an unbiased, smart advisor who they can trust. I mean, that's what most of medical care is, you know, going to some smart person who's had a lot of education, a lot of experience, who gives you unbiased advice, exactly like you might get from an attorney you pay or tax accountant or real estate specialist. You know that they're not biased other than, you know, your interest because they want to work with you, they want to make their commission or whatever the thing is. But that's what we need to bring back to medicine, free market forces.
We're going to come right back more with Simone Gold, but somebody that understands health instead of how to push more pharma, because that's the whole idea now in the hospitals. And when you go into these clinics, it's pushing pharma, pushing pharma. I'm going to be right back with Dr. Simone Gold. We'll talk a little bit more about California, what's happening to the doctors there, because it's scary. It's going to happen all over. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back here with you on the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from KateDalyRadio.com. And my guest, Dr. Simone Gold, joins me. And let me just tell you, the hospitals, what's going on in California with all of the doctors, not just the hospitals, but all of the doctors. And whenever I see a bill in California, I see a bill in New York, just watch, because about it takes about 3 years and the rest of the country usually gets it or grabs a hold of it. So we really ought to pay attention to what is happening in California to our doctors in California. Can you explain? Expand on this, Dr. Gold?
Yes, starting on January, this bill was winding its way. It's called AB 2098, and it was winding its way through California legislature all of 22, and it became law on January 1st, 2023. And this bill outlaws doctors' second opinion. I'm sorry, but that's all it does. It says that if a doctor says things that disagree with the contemporary science or some phrase like that, that could threaten their license, which is really their livelihood. So let's break that down. First of all, it strips doctors, one particular group, of their normal First Amendment rights. So this is just a very dangerous precedent that there would be any one group that's licensed by the state that could lose their livelihood based on a free speech, unbridgeable, unwaivable constitutional right such as free speech. That's very dangerous. And then number two, the group that they're targeting is doctors. So doctors can no longer, in California, comfortably tell you what they think about, for example, COVID. They can't tell you early treatment. They can't tell you what they think about remdesivir. They can't do that, or they might lose their license and their livelihood. It's incredibly extreme. It violates the First and 14th Amendments. I do believe and hope it will be struck down. It's in a temporary injunction right now. But if this law stands, there's no exaggerating how severe an impact this will have.
I can't imagine that kind of censorship. So basically, they're not doctors anymore. They are directed by the NIH, who directs then the administrations at the hospitals to give them marching orders that were written by lawyers on how to prescribe and what to do with a patient given a number system.
Honestly, Kate, let me be the first one to say this. They're robots, and they're killing robots. They're robots that will be deployed in service of a government mandate, whatever that mandate might be. In the era of COVID, we saw Medicare policies that killed older Medicare recipients. Why wouldn't they deploy that going forward?
They would. They would. And so people are so afraid to lose their job that they would absolutely go with the mandated protocol from the NIH in every instance. And those laws, there were laws changed in February of 2020, ironically, right before the mystery was named and the solution was already being manufactured, right? This vaccine. Amazing.
The way forward out of this is every person's going to have to advocate for themselves. And in some areas of life that are kind of complicated, you're going to need a smart advisor on your side who you can trust. That's the vision behind Gold Care, is that how if you're living in California and you can't move, right? And you know that your doctor in California maybe can't say what they need to say, then you need to go to goldcare.com, become a member of our community, and talk to a doctor who can give you straightforward information. And then you can take that information and run your life. And that's really what it's going to have to be for people. Honestly, goldcare.com is honestly it's the best answer for people in California.
Oh, absolutely. Because I think people hasn't registered yet. And for it did for some like me that ended up in the hospital with a spouse. But it doesn't register for people that we are worse than Canada almost. We are at that point where socialized medicine has so infiltrated and the doctors aren't saying anything. Everybody still thinks, oh, that's just my nice doctor. Why would he lie to me? But you know what? And we talked about this in a previous interview, too. The doctors going along with this. Why do they go along with this, Dr. Gold? Why do they just smile and do what they're told?
It's both. It's both their employees are following their own financial interests. And honestly, it's disappointing how the lack of curiosity doctors had. It's just incredibly disappointing. Yeah. This stuff is not easy. It's not hard to figure out. You can read the medical journals. And I was not uniquely gifted in my ability to read. You know what I mean? Like, that was available to everyone, certainly all the doctors. You could read the journals. You could discover that early treatment didn't work. If you had read anything on public health in all of your years in medical school, you knew that masks didn't work. You knew that quarantining healthy people didn't work. This was all public health 101. So yeah. I'm saying we're entering a new era where people are going to have to advocate for themselves. And if you're just going to listen to other people, you're going to be in jeopardy.
Oh, 100%. And as this bill sells through the other states, which I have a feeling they're going to try, those in California need to work really hard against this from happening so that it doesn't blanket the nation like it does with most bills. But also the fact that you can't listen to a doctor. Censorship, that is I don't even know what's worse. I mean, this is our health care.
You know how bad this bill is? This bill is so bad that people on the right and on the left are agreeing. So America's Frontline Doctors is vehemently opposed to this bill, and so is the ACLU. The ACLU is opposed to this bill. This is really bad news for Californians. They need to, like, really get up in arms. There's a couple of challenges to it now. This is really bad news. Other states, freedom states like Florida, are taking note of this. I think Florida, God willing, will put things in its constitution so this kind of challenge can never happen. But this is very important. Let's keep following this story.
Absolutely. And it takes a lot of doctors, too, to follow along. If doctors would step out of this awful cycle and, you know, become part of places like Gold Care, that would be an amazing feat. Because in order to do this, they have to have a lot of willing soldiers in order to do that. And when I say soldiers, you know, I mean doctors. But
exactly.
They need a lot of willing participants. And if doctors would have the courage to stand up and be curious about what they're doing.
Honestly, that's what we're doing at GoldCare.com. We've collected these fierce warrior physicians, but over time, as GoldCare spreads, it will be an honorable place for doctors to work. So we're going to end up attracting a lot of honorable doctors, and that's how you do it. That's how you take it back.
Absolutely. And more people are questioning as we have more and more deaths from the shots, not in the COVID year, but from the shots. And as they're even stupidly blaming COVID for the deaths from the shots. And, you know, will more information be coming out? What do you think, Dr. Gold? Will we get more and more and more? Will people realize?
Honestly, there is an abundance of information already. It's just so suppressed. I mean, first of all, when you looked at the spike proteins, you knew it caused clotting, right? You knew it was challenging the immune system when you're putting this foreign body into your body. So what a surprise. We're seeing clotting diseases and we're seeing immune dysfunction. So the evidence is there. A lot of people are just like covering their eyes, you know, and they won't look at the evidence. But the evidence is there. You know what will happen, though, to answer you in kind of a positive way, is that you won't need media to tell you this. People are actually experiencing it in their own lives. There's so many people who took the shots who themselves experienced problems or knew someone who experienced problems. And almost everybody who took the shots knows someone who got sick or multiple times sick after the shot. So at the very least, they're on notice that the thing didn't work. So there's a lot of Americans who understand that the government lied to them about the safe part and certainly about the lack of effective part. So that part's good. You know, you can't censor the stuff that's actually happening to you in your own life.
Absolutely. And it's right in front of their face. Can't be ignored. And they weren't having these things happen in 2020. And so, my gosh, a cold does not cause blood clots and myocarditis, which is used to be very, very rare. And I just appreciate all your efforts. Tell people where to go to get some help.
Yes. Please go. You know, you can go to my website, which is my name, drsimonegold.com, drsimonegold.com. And please check out goldcare.com, which is on my website. It really is the solution. We have to start supporting those businesses that on our side of the aisle that want to promote freedom and want to promote your ability to defend yourself and your family and live healthy and free. So goldcare.com is the medical solution. There's other media solutions like InfoWars, etc. Please come to drsimonegold.com.
Thank you, Dr. Gold, for joining me on the Alex Jones Show. I really appreciate it. Thank you. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk the Chinese balloon.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
I will get to the so-called Chinese balloon in just a moment. I asked Dr. Gold to come back because I failed to talk about, I wanted to ask her about this lawsuit
People are wondering where we're going forward with the AFLDS, the American Frontline Doctors. Dr. Gold, thank you for joining me, because the recent rumors, the allegations, the controversy, so many people went to American Frontline Doctors for help, got that help. It has been amazing in turning around the narrative of COVID. And so where does it stand now? What is going on right now?
Thank you so much. Yes, I've been pretty badly defamed. I just ask for people to recognize I'm exactly who I've always been. Nobody does what I do and would do things that that were alleged against me. It just would be completely inconsistent with everything I've done in my life. But when I went in to serve my prison sentence, I had to make some adjustments on the board, and there really became a disconnect and a misunderstanding between the board and myself as to the vision going forward. And it got pretty heated. I understand that. This forced litigation between the board and myself. And that litigation thus far, the judge has made a statement, and the judge said that the board needs to come together with me and resolve the issue internally. And the judge recognized that AFLDS cannot function, cannot survive without my leadership. So I am calling on the board to heed the judge's advice, which is to meet together, to negotiate, to settle this thing, and just move on, because AFLDS has a lot of work to do. It has come to my attention that the real obstacle to these negotiated settlement with the board members is really the law firm Wagonmaker and Overly. Wagonmaker and Overly, out of Chicago, they are the law firm representing some members of the board, and they are really standing in the way of a negotiation. I know that if we sit down, we'll be able to resolve our differences, but Wagonmaker and Overly is really standing in the way, and it's very inappropriate for a law firm to do that. And I'm actually asking everyone who hears my voice, everyone who understands that America's Frontline Doctors has a big mission ahead of us, medical tyranny is just like beating down on us, please contact Wagonmaker and Overly in Chicago. Sally Wagonmaker is standing in the way of us getting to a negotiated settlement, Dr. Gold, AFLDS, and the board. And I appreciate the public's help in that. Wagonmaker. WAGENMAKER law.com.
Yeah, absolutely help with this, because, you know, frontline doctors, American frontline doctors, stepped in when no one else would. They all risked their careers to do it, and they didn't realize even how much they were risking at the time, but they stuck with it. And Dr. Simone Gold stuck with that and absolutely championed for the right to actual health care when the hospitals were basically killing people. So I really, really appreciate that. A pandemic isn't a pandemic if the only people that die are in the ICU under an experimental drug. So I love what you guys have done, and I want you guys to continue that mission. And I think you're right about that. Sometimes you get these lawyers that will stand in the way and do a lot of damage when things could be, I think, easily solved, right?
There's no America's Frontline Doctors is filled with the most ethical, most honorable, fiercest freedom warriors you can imagine. Brilliant scientists, brilliant doctors. We have thousands of us. All of that is being put at risk by this attorney law firm, Sally Wagonmaker. Wagonmakerlaw.com needs to hear from the public that she needs to not stand in the way of a negotiated settlement between Dr. Gold and the board.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Simone Gold. I really appreciate you clearing that up, because there's been a lot of controversy. People did not know where to turn in this controversy, and so I really appreciate you. Thank you.
I'm putting out a little bit of a documentary about this. Give me about a week.
Good. I'm so glad. I'm really glad, because I really like what you have done, and I like your, I just like the, what you've done with healthcare and turning this whole narrative around. It has not been easy, and you faced a lot, even incarcerated, just for giving a speech. You were an invited guest, a speech on healthcare at the Capitol. So what they have done to you, it's just appalling, and I appreciate all your efforts. I really do.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for joining me. Thanks, Dr. Simone Gold. I want to also talk about this. I love what they're doing, by the way. Go to Gold Care. Seriously. They're just doing a tremendous job. If it wasn't for doctors like Dr. Simone Gold, I would be a widow right now. And I can't fathom that. It makes me sick to my stomach, actually, to think about that. We've learned so much about the body and health, and I think we're all experts now. I swear, I think we're all really, really aware about where healthcare is going in this nation and what we need to do to actually be I think very aware ourselves on what we need to do for the body. I've talked about copper. I've talked about parasites. There are so many things that doctors will not talk about with you. And these doctors will. These doctors will bring up the most important parts of healthcare, your health. So I really appreciate Dr. Simone Gold and all of her efforts. Let's talk about the Chinese balloon, because I want to share with you some research that I did, some really important research, because it reminded me of this research that I talked about 4 years ago. But, you know, of course it wasn't. I don't think it was Chinese. They wanted you to see it, and they immediately blamed it on the Chinese, which, you know, I love the meme that has the huge Chinese writing on it, and it just says, gee, if we only had a clue about what it was. What did they do? Telescope in, and it said, not spying on the balloon, you know? Anyway, so in the very beginning, I was very skeptical of the story. And then, of course, as it sails through, and then it becomes a right-left paradigm. When it became a right-left paradigm, Biden, the administration won't shoot it down. The fraudulent coup administration won't shoot it down. And it became a left-right battle. I thought, we're in it even deeper, because that is not what this is about. In fact, there were several things. They shot it down, didn't want to see what was in it, you know, that sort of thing. Absolutely asinine and ridiculous, right? And how did they know it was Chinese? I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. We are in bed with China. So even if at this point China goes, yeah, that was ours, it doesn't even matter at this point, because to have something like that be flying around when they have satellites to pick up things, they don't need a spying balloon. So there were so many things, right? Too obvious. They wanted us to see it. And then I thought, you know, they want us to look weak. One of the big objectives, if you really look at the WEF, is the fact that they really want digital currency to come in. So how do they do that? How do they do it effectively and get us to buy it, that there was some sort of hack that brings in our digital currency and hack in the banking system to throw everything off kilter, right? So they can provide a solution. And, of course, the solution is digital currency. So if they do this in May or June, which it's kind of rumored to be, then they have to make us look really weak. So they have to make it look like another country can fly a balloon and capture information, right? And they have to make it look like our airlines are being hacked and we have all these sudden problems coming. And lo and behold, after I said that, on Monday, the Pentagon came out and said, oh, we're just so weak. Oh, my gosh, we just didn't see the undetectable. Honey, a cell phone in Montana could capture a footage of a balloon in the sky. What do you mean undetectable? I mean, no one's actually believing that, right? But the Pentagon's so stupid, they would actually come out with an article that says, yeah, we couldn't detect it with all of our, you know, satellites. And so basically we're supposed to believe this horse crap. And then on top of it, they finally shoot it down, but over the ocean. It reminds me of when they really sort of fakely got Osama in 2012 to boost Obama's ratings for a second term, you know, to get elected again, and then claim that they buried his body at sea. No one actually believes that either, right? I hope not. Anyway, so back to this balloon. They want us to look weak. They want us to look vulnerable so that when they do digital currency, they can see, we just didn't do enough to shore up our nation. We're so weak. Oh, and I think that's one of the components of this. It's going to be continuous. And this is why they let it fly and fly and fly and didn't say anything. And then, of course, they debated it. And then, of course, they waited by that time, you know, at the end of it to make sure they could shoot it down over the ocean so we could never see what was in it. Right. What a joke. But when I come back, I want to tell you about what they said in 2019, because it's really, really important to understand where we're at with this type of balloon, and that balloon is very much ours. So I will come back and talk about that. But looking vulnerable, oh, yeah, they want us to look very vulnerable. And they'll keep building the story, just like the Pentagon did on Monday with their asinine statements of, gee, we just couldn't see it. I know you guys could with your cell phone, but we couldn't. So it's asinine, right? No one believes it, I would hope. Unless, I don't know, you're dumb as a doornail. Anyway, we'll be right back. I'll be right back on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alex Jones Show. So happy to be here. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. All right, a couple of things. Let's go nuts and bolts here. As far as research goes, when they were blaming it on China right away, it reminded me of 9/11 when they immediately knew exactly who did it within about 3 seconds. that always cracks me up when they do that. No investigation necessary. And of course, they didn't blame it on Russia, which would have made more sense right now with the money laundering going on in Ukraine. And then, of course, the whole Russia tale. So that would have actually made more sense. But of course not. They had to blame it on China. So making us look weak from different angles, different countries,
That makes sense to me. Same reason they blamed the whole China disease. I don't believe that. I actually don't believe that. We were so in bed with China, coordinated the efforts with COVID, used them as a scapegoat so that we could actually say, oh, it was done in China. So it's a China. China wanted to get back at us. China wanted to do this to us. I don't believe that for a hot minute. I believe that the CDC was at the helm the entire time. And I believe that to carry it out, they just used their little station over in China to actually start it and have a starting point that was not the USA. That's what I believe. When I was looking back at some research, it was interesting. 2019, I covered a story, Persistent Surveillance Systems by Lockheed Martin. In 2019, they came out with the Southern Border Tethered Aerostat Radar System, TARS. All TARS were equipped and integrated, of course, with Lockheed Martin. They're the government. I mean, obviously, we know that, right? They're not a separate entity. They just work for the government. So they're L-88 Wide Area Surveillance Radar. And they said it was the largest aerostat system in daily operation in the United States, and that this system used helium for deployment at heights for 10 to 12,000 feet, and it allowed long-range radars to overcome the line-of-sight constraints caused by the curvature of the Earth and other terrain limitations, their words. The aerostats were tethered to a winch system, and what had happened was they basically began the aerostat program in 1978, and then the U.S. Air Force expanded it in the 80s. So that probably means it happened way earlier, because you know how they lie. But they provided monitoring capabilities to several federal agencies. Monitoring, that's what they called it. Yeah, that's just straight up spying. And so in 2013, they went even with more operations. And then, of course, in 2019, or you know, basically just put it on steroids. And so I think it's our system, and it's part of a global system of, especially in the Five Eyes system, the five countries that we're a part of. And I think it's just basically, gathering data. It's gathering data, and they had to blame it on something else, because that storyline works to make us look very, very weak. That's what I think. And so, of course, they just had to name it the Chinese thing. So in 2019, if you can go Google this, the Pentagon came out and were talking about their surveillance systems and how much they wanted to ramp it up, basically. And they did, didn't they? And we're going to see more of them. I'll probably blame them on other countries. Who knows? But here's the thing. There's a couple of things that I want you to know about that are important right now. And there's social media bills being represented in legislatures across the country. These social media bills are really dangerous. I know that nationally they're trying to do this as well. The social media bills, what people don't understand about the social media thing with kids and keeping kids from cell phones in the classroom. Now, as a parent, you probably go, yeah, that's a really good idea. I would think so too, except for the fact that they're really pushing this hard, right? Lots of focus on TikTok all of a sudden by our government. Why is our government so overwhelmed by TikTok? There's a reason. And the kid that was on the bus beating up the little girl, whoever raised that kid, oh my gosh. Anyway, it was horrifying to watch that, right? And what did the school district come out and say? Ooh, their use of social media. They weren't really condemning the attack, the assault, as much as they were people filming it, which, of course, you don't want to see people film like that. I mean, they didn't step in to help. These other kids, I guess, weren't parented very well and didn't step in to help the little girl. But at the same time, there was a focus by the school district that I haven't seen before. They weren't saying zero tolerance like they usually do, which is an asinine statement. What they were saying was, well, they, you know, kids and their social media. So there's a lot of focus on getting the social media bills passed in all the states and also federally. What it does is it robs your Fourth Amendment. It takes away your Fourth Amendment because you have to provide so much information on your child in order for the government to step in as the nanny, the parent, the baby daddy, and absolutely control the situation where kids could not have it in the public school system. So there's such an element of control here. It's how they carry it out. It's how they do it. that is absolutely appalling when it comes to violations of privacy and collecting even more data on you, your family, and your child. That's what's horrific about it. And as it's sailing through the states, you really need to stop this. They have enough information on our kids. They're already selling Common Core information. They've been doing this for years and years and years, the data on your kids. So we have to be able to understand that the fallout of that bill is government, government, government control. And you do not want the government to be the baby daddy, to be the nanny in this case. The government loves to come in and solve a problem. And we have way too much government. It's very tyrannical. I don't need to tell you that. But we are living in such a state of tyranny that to hand over more tyranny because an idea sounds nice, that's what the leftists do. This idea sounds good. Emotionally, I'm on board. They don't even care about rights. They do not care that the Constitution is being violated in any way, shape, or form if it sounds good. But that's about the intelligence of a leftist. They don't understand. On the right, we have the same problem. We have good intentions, but we have the same problem in saying, when is government too much government? What are we doing here? And obviously not right on many, many accounts. Please fight these social media bills because of the invasion of the Fourth Amendment. We already have too much NSA spying. We already have too much data being collected. Don't hand them over more because an idea sounds good. We just need really good parenting that says, honey, you're not taking your phone to school, or stay off your phone in the classroom, or whatever the case may be. We need good parents. That's what we need. The other thing I wanted to tell you about really quick was I talked with Susan Schwartz, who is over at Right to Life League, the longest running pro-life legal group, and they're awesome. They're in California. And let me tell you what this administration, this fraudulent King Fraud-A-Lot administration, by the way, he does look like a droid. Anyway, this administration is basically, what they're doing is allowing for chemical drugs to be dispersed at the pharmacy level without ever having to see a doctor. Usually if a woman wants to murder her baby, you actually have to go into the clinic and you have to be seen by somebody to actually get the gestation of that baby, because you can't be given those drugs too far into the pregnancy, or they can be super, super harmful and cause death and a number of things to happen to a woman. But now what they're doing is, I know there's a lot of women that are running around their little combat boots with their little vagina hat on their head, screaming that they can't murder their child quick enough, or they don't have access to murder. But the case is they actually have it easier right now because they can, because of COVID, they said all you have to do is basically drive through your pharmacy window, grab your chemical drugs, because the pharmacies are now allowed to write the scripts for those. The pharmacy doesn't even have to look at you. You can claim, oh, I'm 9 weeks, because over 10 weeks, there's a problem. I'm 8 weeks, I'm 9 weeks, and a doctor never even looks at you. So women actually have it easier. So don't buy the whole, story about we can't murder our babies now, woe is us, like Amy Schumer in her asinine commercial, come to Colorado so you can murder your baby. That kind of thing, don't buy into it. It's a total lie, because they actually just made it easier to do, which is really pathetic and evil. The Satanic Temple, of course, the big fight in the lawsuits about the Satanic Temple wanting to perform abortions. It's quite actually funny that they're trying to do this. My idea is that we only allow abortions in Satanic temples. That way, as the girl walks in, they actually get to see what they're a part of. And if you have to go to a Satanic temple to get an abortion, maybe you might rethink it, right? But this Satanic temple that pretends to be a religion is fighting and fighting and fighting with the most asinine attorneys you've ever met, who don't know what they're doing, thank goodness, to try to get abortions done at these Satanic temples. But you know, if you're a girl that has to walk into a Satanic temple to do this, I sure hope the idea hits home that what you're doing just might be a little evil. You think? Anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know what's going on in our pharmacies, because I don't think people realize this. And I thought this was great information coming out of Right to Life League. And they're trying to fight this. You can fight this in your state. DeSantis is fighting this in Florida. And so I know my own state probably won't, because we're weak and we have a despicable governor. But I know that many states will not lick the Biden boots and basically make sure that they are not making it even easier to have these abortions by just going to your local pharmacy and getting it done. It just makes you sick, doesn't it? I hate to end on that, but there's just so many things to be aware of right now that are happening and that we're just straight up lied to about. And I know you know that. But I'm so grateful to spend this hour with you. Big thank you to Dr. Savone Gold, and thank you for tuning into the Alex Jones Show. Really appreciate you guys.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.